Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Right, guys, welcome back to Coaching Conversations with Pete and Yas. But before we get to today's episode, just a quick announcement from our partnership with St. Mary's University Twickenham.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. I'm Ashley, our performance football coaching course lead, as you know, as a member of our alumni. Our course is unique around the world, so we believe that we have a distance learning model that kind of works for everyone, regardless of where they are in the world. They can study football performance coaching from their environment and put it into their context.
Amazing. And who is it for?
So we really have lots of different unique opportunities. So you can be a pro license coach that we've had in the past. You could be a level 2 UEFA B coach. It's about putting it into your context. So we'll expose students to match analysis, contemporary football coaching cultures, and they can put that into their own practice and improve their knowledge and understanding of the game.
Thank you for that, Ash. And as an alumni member of St. Mary's University Twickenham, I'm proud to announce the partnership that we've got going on, where each week myself and Pete will be delivering conversations around different how-to elements, analysis tips, and obviously some insights from our own experiences as coaches and coach developers. So catch that on YouTube and every week on all major platforms where you can hear it in audio form as well. Right, guys, welcome back to Coaching Conversation with Pete and Yas. My name's Yas.
My name's Pete.
Pete, obviously, you know, we'll dive straight in. I'm, you know, really excited about this one because, you know, we've got into some real nitty-gritty last week in our conversation around our coaching journeys in particular. And I guess a word that was kept on flowing around for me in my head as we were talking was about credibility. So I want to start with that. From the perspective of coaching, your experiences and your, you know, both as a coach and a coach educator, how important is credibility and how do we get it?
Ooh, that's a tough one, you know, because credibility is, it's, you could say, oh, it's about time. How long have you been in the game? But it doesn't mean to say that that time on its own is an experience is the only thing that gives you credibility. So there's lots of things like, did you play? Have you studied? Have you been to different countries? Have you coached up and down the country? Have you been in different sports, maybe? That sort of stuff. That can kind of give you credibility. But I think one of the biggest things is, are you a decent human being? Because I think that's the thing about coaching is about making connections, isn't it? So if people don't fundamentally like you, you're not going to be able to get your message across. So, I mean, I've heard of coaches where people say, oh yeah, that person's a really good coach, but they're horrible. Don't really like them, you know? Well, how do you gain credibility? Sometimes some coaches at higher levels gain credibility by paying players lots of money. So they'll go, I tell you what, come and play for me, I'll give you all this money, but I'll treat you terribly, right? But you know, especially when if you're working part-time, if you're a part-time player, that you might put up with that. But I think, you know, your credibility comes from your knowledge as well. So what do you actually know? How can you help a player to become better? How do you help them to think differently from what they're thinking? How do you help them to solve problems? So those kind of things will help you with your credibility.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one, because for me, listening to what you say, they're just thinking about, well, what are things that I remember from my journey? And, you know, you talked about having that coach who's maybe not the nicest person. Mm. But I think depending on where you are in your journey as an individual, whether as a player or as a coach, it might be a coach educator we're referring to, right? In terms of credibility. If you put their knowledge and their experience and their information to the test, if you like, and it holds true and it stands up, I think that can sometimes even allow, not advocating this at all, but it can allow you to kind of maybe accept that trade-off of, this person's not a nice person, but I know they're talking, like what they're saying is going to help and be effective. But also, you know, another key thing, it's not just about the information, because I think at some point we have to recognize that players, depending on the age and stage, there could be a little bit of naivety as well. In just, Pete's the coach, so Pete knows the answers. Well, actually, Pete might not know anything. Pete might just be a nice guy, right? Or Pete might just be someone's dad because he's had to step up and someone they need a coach for the team, but actually he ain't got a clue what he's doing either. But he's watched the game enough times for him to think he's an expert on it. But, you know, there is that bit, right? And it's just sort of, it is quite a subjective piece, right, around what credibility is and what it could mean and what it then looks like for each individual within question, right?
Yeah, of course. Because if you think about it, okay, let's start it off like this. I start my coaching journey. I don't know a huge amount about coaching, but I'm a half-decent human being. Sometimes, especially at the younger ages, what do the players want? They want to know that somebody cares and is going to look after them. So that might get you through. And then what happens is you start to learn a little bit more about the game, because your credibility will then come from this piece around, well, actually, I don't know this much, but I'm going to go and learn. So I'm going to go on a CPD event. I'm going to go and try and get on my next badge or whatever it is. That's how you build up your credibility. Because each week you'll come with something new. So I'll give an example. One of the clubs I was at, went along and started off, and I was given a bag of balls, some cones and some bibs. So you set the pitch up and we do the practices, and the practices were okay. And I was like, I think this can be some more about this. So then what I thought, I'll buy some poles to use as goals. It's like, you got some poles, use as goals. Okay? So now we start different practices. So now instead of me having two sets of bibs that I was given, I bought an extra set of bibs so I could have a three-team practice or whatever it is. Then I thought, can I make this a bit better? Okay, I tell you what I'll do. I'll buy some Samba goals. And this is actually what happened. So I then bought some Samba goals. So now we can do shooting practices and we get the goalkeepers involved more and so on and so on. So. And we built up from there. And what eventually ended up happening was a training session that I was an hour and a half, I think it was, we were coaching, would take me about 3.5 hours to organise and put down. But the players saw that. They saw that I would go out and they'd look around, because there was loads of teams who were being coached in the same areas. No other team had goals and flags and three sets of bibs and this, that and the other. Nobody had that. Mini goals. I bought little mini goals. So all those sort of things. I ended up even buying, we were given balls, but I ended up going out and buying better balls. Those sort of things. So what now happens is the players start to realise this guy really cares. So now they trust you. Now from that team that I was coaching, 4 or 5 of them went on to pro clubs, right? And I saw one of them one day and I was watching a game and he called me, oh, Pete, how you doing, blah, blah. You remember, blah, blah. And guy was 24. I coached him when he was 10, 11. And he still remembers those days. So that's, for me now, are you still coaching? Are you still coaching? I hope you still are. I mean, when a young player says that to you, it makes you realise, well, actually, I had a positive effect on this person. And that's, again, that's your credibility. Well, when the players, because whatever set of players you have, you're not going to have them for the whole of their life. So what are you left them with? You know, I see lads who I coached when I was running the academy at at Hampton. And I see them now, and they've got jobs and families and all this sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, I remember you when you were a 17-year-old and you was a right little so-and-so. But they've gone and they said, oh, yeah, Pete, remember when you used to tell me this and that? Now I do this and that. You think, now, they're not doing football, but they've done something with their life. So they, from being young people who started off when they would come to me with not really any real direction, you now see them and they're doing other stuff, you know, but they're doing something positive with their lives.
No, and I can relate to an extent, because, you know, sometimes I just think back to when I first started coaching. I remember I was working, I was, what, 18 at the time, and even the group that I was working with at the time, they were under 14, so they were only a few years younger than me. But I see them, I see some of them now, you know, getting ready to get married and have kids, and think to myself, blimey, I used to coach you. It's crazy. But then, you know, you talk there about having, you know, really what you're saying is about having a lasting impact, right? And then the ability to influence and change, whether it's a way of thinking or a lifestyle in some capacity. And I just remember there's two things that kind of link together, but they always kind of, they always stay with me when I'm like, whether I'm coaching or whether I'm in coach education. Or, and I remember when I first started coach education, I finished, as you kind of described, you know, you go on a course, you deliver it, whatever, but then you come into, you know, you encounter these people again later down the line, and you might not have seen them for a little while. And I used to think this was really weird, right? And it would just be like a couple of years, and it wouldn't just be the one person, it'd be a few people that I'd bump into occasionally, and then they'd be like, oh yes, I remember that that one thing that you said, you know, you're always thinking about what you said that day. And I think to myself, that's a bit weird, like, it's 2-3 years ago, yeah. Come on, let it go, man. Like, and then I thought, no, actually, that's exactly what you need. If you know, I didn't know that was what was happening at the time, but to have the ability to kind of say something that was so influential, impactful at that time, that it stayed with them in a way where, I remember one of the guys said to me that he can't plan a session now without saying to himself, well, what would Jess say about this?
Yeah.
I thought it was nuts. It's like, but I guess whatever I've kind of shared with him has made him challenge himself, and which is fantastic from, I guess, a development standpoint, right? And then I just remember this, you know, the one kind of real biggest turning point for me as well was this. I remember I was delivering another course, and as you well know, I can be quite opinionated.
Really?
But I do also believe that a lot of the opinions I do have, I have a lot of, I guess, evidence or experience to kind of support my way of thinking. Not to say that it's the only way or it's the right way, but there's a reason why I think what I think and why I believe what I believe. And I'm very open to having that conversation. I'm open to having that perception or that opinion changed as well. I just remember on this one particular course I delivered, it was day one, and this one coach who I won't name, but he wasn't having a single bar of me. Like, he just wasn't having me at all, right? He wouldn't take on anything. And then it was amazing just to see the transition and the transformation of that that mentality and that approach from him. It was a 6-day course, if I'm not mistaken. Did the first block of 2 days, and he just wasn't having it. By block two, just through the ongoing conversations that we're having, and even just some of the other conversations that he's listening in on, and some of the stuff that he's seeing, you start to see a shift. And it's almost like he's opened, the easiest way to describe it, he's almost opened his eyes a little bit more and said, okay, I'm going to start looking and paying attention to what's happening. And by block three, it was incredible, because over the space of that maybe 4 or 5 month period, block three, if anyone challenged anything, his automatic response was, hold up. Are you not paying attention to anything? He's shown us, he's taught us, he's learned. And I think to myself, like, this is incredible. Like, from someone who was adamant they were not going to buy into anything, to then on the back end of that, be able to buy into it. You know, and it kind of just speaks to, I guess, whatever happened in that period of time, credibility was built up. And that credibility was, you know,
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, it wasn't just through, in my opinion, the conversations. Mm. It wasn't through just me saying I've got the answers. Mm. It was a range of things. Mm. It was having that conversation. It's being confident, in my opinion, from my perspective, to say, actually, here's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Mm. But actually, what are your thoughts? Mm. And have that conversation. Mm. But it's actually being willing to A, be challenged, mm. B, being able to support my way of thinking with a rationale and some evidence to back it up. Mm. And I think that goes a long way. And I think, you know, long story short, that helped me build credibility. That one experience has always stayed with me, because it's like, actually, you can go from being literally on one end of the spectrum to the other in terms of how you perceive things. Mm.
Well, that's right, because you think about credibility is you can't buy it. I mean... some people do try to buy it, but you can't really. The thing about it is people either trust you or you don't, because credibility is closely linked to trust. So and what you've done is you've probably built up trust with that coach. And so they can trust what you're saying. And maybe they've gone away and they've used some of the stuff that you've said. Oh, actually. And listen, I've done the same. And listen, we will have both had people who, we said it before, where somebody says something to you and you go, oh my God, that's a big message. You know what I mean? And you go, oh my, that's going to stick with me. And sometimes it's that person, that holds that person in your, in a higher esteem. Because I remember again when I was playing, I had a coach who once said, we're going to do pro preseason, all footballs. Back in those days, it was unheard of. What you mean, on day one we're going to see a football? In them days it was 6 weeks of running and then you might see a football on your first game in pre-season, right? And they would wonder why you were so rubbish in your first game, because it would take you sort of like another 4 or 5 weeks to, you could run, right, but you couldn't control the ball. But this is the thing about credibilities, is what you have to build it. To build it over a period of time. You know what I mean? It's like respect. Nobody's just going to give you respect just because you say you are this person or because you wear that jacket or you work for that club or whatever it is. You have to build it. You look at some of the I won't mention their names, but some of the famous ex-footballers who've gone into coaching and they failed. Why? You know, there's been players, coaches have been sacked to get a big name in. The big name has failed. Well, why? Because you've got to have the credibility with the players. The players have got to buy into what you're saying. It doesn't matter how clever you are or the little things they've got to buy into it. Yeah. And I think you know, your credibility is about looking at the players first. What is it they need, and what is it they... Because sometimes what they want and what they need are two different things.
But I think also within that, I think it's a great point. And the one thing I always go to is always that I can go after what the player wants, but I have to be willing to challenge that perception of what the player wants from a sense of they might think that's what they want because they've had something else before, but it wasn't delivered well. Therefore, because it wasn't delivered well, they don't look at that part. They just look at that whole piece and say, I don't want that. As an example of that, you know, a coach may be asking them questions. But then I think, you know, even going back a few steps to what you were saying about the credibility and building that, I think you talked there about respect, and, you know, all of these things kind of really culminate together, you know, to support you in becoming an effective leader, right? And I think one of the biggest things that I've kind of picked up along the way is my credibility, my respect, my leadership isn't universal in the sense that I might be having a great relationship with you and I might have a lot of credibility with you, but I've got absolutely none with him over there.
That's right, yeah.
Right, and that's a reality. And I think, you know, if there's any one key message for me that coaches take away from this conversation is that this credibility means something, but it means something to you.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Until that person starts to see the credibility.
Yeah.
And the other thing that kind of, you know, just came into my mind as you were speaking as well was that, and I say this to coaches all the time, the players will know when you're chatting crap.
Yep. yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The question is though, are they comfortable enough to let you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And one of the things I will always say to myself that I'm grateful for in my own journey is that I've thrived off players challenging me with questions. I actually look at it as such a positive thing from early on. It's like, no, I want you to ask me questions. Whether your questions are good or bad is a separate discussion. We can get to that. But I want you to ask me questions because it then means for me as a coach, I have a doorway to step through to get my credibility with you.
Yeah. But you said about whether the questions are good or bad. To the player, the question's good.
But that's my point.
That's right, yeah.
So, but it's why I said we can get to that later.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're asking a question in the first place, you've given me a path to walk down.
It's like comfortableness. Are the players comfortable to ask you, or are you so draconian that they feel, I'm not going to get in the side if I don't
But I think there's also the other side of that, because, you know, they could be comfortable asking a question. But I think for me, it's more around, are they comfortable knowing or in their knowledge of, I'm going to get an actual answer here? Because as we've spoken about before, there'll be times where questions might be asked, but it's almost to kind of check and challenge the coach. It is not about checking your knowledge, but it's almost about putting you in your place a little bit.
That's right.
If being honest, it does happen.
Yeah, of course. Because there's certain moments that a coach can get a little bit more credibility. I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was a video that of a non-league manager where one of the players was running towards him to get the ball, and as he runs towards him, the non-league manager just rolls the ball between his legs. And all of a sudden, you know, that player, that manager's or coach's credibility goes even further through the roof. Because the players have seen that this player's got this.
He's almost one of us.
Exactly, yeah. Because there's also that kind of piece around are you part of the team as apart from being a part and away from the team? I had experiences in my coaching and managing career where sometimes the players just weren't having me. Some places, and I couldn't get a tune out of them, and that a lot of that was around my knowledge or my lack of knowledge at the time, and I realised actually I need to know more.
So let's just use that then. You know, if you as a coach out there listening to this right now, that's thinking I don't know enough. What are some kind of go to things that you say? Do you know what? If you're actually in that mindset, here's what you could do to go and start to build that credibility.
First thing I would do is I'd say to people, go and talk to somebody. Go and talk to somebody in the game. Somebody who's done something in the game.
But there's a challenge there, right? Because if you don't know enough, how do you know to who to go to?
There's always somebody. There's always, I mean, even if you're within your own club, say for example, there'll be somebody who's probably been doing it. So let's suppose you're the under 12s manager, and there's somebody who's the under 15s manager. The likelihood is that person with the 15s has been with the 15s since they were 8, right? So you can go and say to them, well, what did you do when they were at this stage? What did you, some of the things you, and you just listen to them. Then you might go and talk to a 16s manager. You might talk to the new under 8s manager, say, for example, well, what are you finding? I'm finding trouble with this. And go, oh, yeah, I found that as well. Then you have those conversations. And because the more you speak to people, the more you start to realise, well, actually, there's a big chasm maybe of experiences and knowledge. But also there's some things that are really the same, right? Some things work all the time. They might even say to you, I'll tell you what I did. I went and went to a CPD event with this person and they were really good. And they talked about this. Or I saw a podcast by this person or heard a podcast. You don't see podcasts, but some of you do. Anyway, but I saw and heard this podcast and they said this. Or go and look at this. Or look on the FA's website and they've got this on there. Because now all of a sudden, that person might not have the answers, but they know somebody else who does. You can go and this is, as I've said this before, this is such a good time for coaches because there's so much information out there. So many, like this, a podcast like this.
They can watch and listen to you.
I don't know whether the watching bit is good for them, but anyway. But yeah, they can do the two. So now, this information that they can get, that they can go and they can use, and now you can go. I mean, honestly, when I was... The only way when I was going through my badges, which sounds like I sound so ancient, and don't say it, was I had to go on a course. And what I learned on the courses was when I went on the course, I learned from other coaches. Yeah. Oh, this happened and I did this. And okay. And then they were swapping. Because what was some of the currency back then was swapping session plans. I've got this session plan. I got this one as well. And you swapped session plans. Yeah. That was kind of like a little bit of the currency, you know what I mean? I see you, I'll give you 5, I'll raise you 3. And that sort of stuff. I mean, where did you get that from? I got this from here. So that was great, you know? And that those kind of things, you know, I think are really, really important. If you don't, because if you just try and solve it yourself, you won't. You won't because you don't have enough knowledge, but there's other people who are around you. I would say start with your club first. Find out what you can find out in your club and then go out from there and then you can go you do your CPDs and stuff like that and the courses and everything else. But I think it's club, CPD, say for example, and then podcasts, the sessions online, that sort of stuff. But you have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Just going off and putting coaching session on how to play it from the back. No! Because that's going to throw up a whole world of problems for
100%.
You.
I think it's also just, you know, within that, it's also recognizing, and I think this is the final piece for me in terms of credibility in particular, in terms of not just with your peers, but also with your players, is being willing to say, I don't know the answers.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And I think that in itself builds a lot of credibility with the players because it's almost like, okay, cool.
Let's find that together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're on this journey together. And I always go back to this analogy of what the role of the coach is for me. And it's, you know, it's one of three things. We just think about it as we're in the car, it's broken down, so I need to push you and give you that push start, right? Or it could be sometimes where actually I've given you the keys and you're the one driving while I'm in the passenger seat. But on the flip side of it, it could just be me leading it. I could be driving, you could be in the passenger seat. There's no kind of one set way for me of what it should look like, but at some stage you'll probably end up in all three. And I think as long as we can be open and honest and say, actually, when do I have some answers for you? When do I not have some answers for you? And when do I recognize that you've got an answer that I can support you with?
Exactly.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing that's kind of really stuck for me. I don't know if you've got any final.
No, I think it's just is I would say to anybody, if you're looking for credibility, it doesn't start. It's something that builds. You build your credibility over many, many years.
There you have it, guys. Latest coaching conversation with Pete and Yas. And today we've been looking at how to build credibility within your coaching. And I think it's really important for us to consider that across our peers and our players. But if you like, share, subscribe, leave us a comment. Let us know what your key takeaways were from today's conversation. And we look forward to seeing you next week. We'll
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free to play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.